Hello,
Hello.
This is Ms. Bridget coming to you live on our Blog Talk Radio. And we are so excited to come today to kick off the new Worth It, Keeping It 100. So, for all of those who are listening, this is our 30-minute segment that we'll be doing once or twice a week, and we're kicking it off with women just keeping it 100, just being real with the topic that we bring to you. So the topic today, everyone, is do you know who you are? And I know to some of you that may seem like, what kind of topic is that? Do we know who we are? Yeah, I know who I am. Well, unfortunately, sometimes the way we represent ourselves is a total example of not knowing who we really are. So it's time for all females to pull out the best of them, and we're going to keep it 100 on why many of us, many females, are stuck, we're lacking, and just being left behind. So this is one of those shows where we're going to keep it sister to sister, and we're coming out, and fellas, it's time for you to push us, you know, to push your queen, so that she'll know that she's not representing herself with the value that she should. So we have somebody on the line. Good evening. Can you state your name? Okay. Are you there?
Okay. Hello?
So maybe yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for listening. Can you state your name?
My name is Ashley Nett.
Oh, hey, Ashley. So this is one of our Worth It women joining in today. So we're excited about that. So, Ashley, you already know we're kicking off the show talking about do you know who you are? So Ashley is actually an active member of Worth. Worth is our group, Women of Righteousness, Truth, and Honor. And all that means is that we're women who have accepted Christ, and we're trying to live our best to exemplify him, to do what he's called us to do and impact the world. So, Ashley, with that being said, the topic, what do you think, how do you think women don't know who they are? What would you say is an example of why we don't know who we are?
I think an example of why a lot of women don't know who they are is because they have been beaten down by other people, people telling them that they are things that, you know, maybe negative or bad or wrong. And the women start to believe that and internalize it. So the more that they believe that and hear that in their lives, then they're not going to know who they really are.
Wow. Yeah, that's powerful right there. And that is so true, because when we're young, we're told certain things, and so that becomes a part of us, you know, and so we think that's who we are, and we're really not. And it reminds me, after you say that, it reminds me of the show, and you know, Ashley, that I'm bad with remember shows, but it's with Denzel Washington is in it, and I forgot the black guy, black actor, and he's in this foster home, and he said they thought their name was nigger. What's the name of that show?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good one.
The foster mom would always call them that. And so I think they said, like, they thought that was their name. And so you're right. A lot of times we are told we can't, told we're not. And so especially when we're young and impressionable, that stays with us. And so, ladies, we just want to keep it real, because it's time for us to really know who we are. And if any other ladies are out there listening, you're free to call in. The call-in number is 516-387-1227. If you have any comments, any questions, chime right on in. But so anyway, well, let's keep it going. So actually, one of the things that I want to get out to my sisters is that what Creator says about us. And so when he created us, he said that we were beautiful, we were in his image. He called in Proverbs, he calls us gracious. And so if I'm all that and he created the whole world by himself,
then if I'm created in his image, to me, that means something. That means that I have strength.
Right.
That means that I'm, you know, I have wisdom. And if I don't have it, it means that I can ask him because he has everything. So I think that we first, as women, we have to really realize that there is someone who created us that loves us. And when he loved us, he didn't love us based off of, ooh, I got acne, or based off of, you know, I don't have the right butt size, or I don't have the right breath, because he created us in our mother's, he put us in our mother's womb. He knew what we were going to look like, what we were going to be before, but we have an opportunity to better ourselves. So,
yes,
as women, we have to remember that we are excellent, we are divine, we are gracious. And so one of the ways for us to grab hold to that is to develop a better self-esteem, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And, yeah, and in doing that, sometimes you got to remove yourself, ladies, from around people who pretty much keep you thinking in that wrong downfall, in that negative downfall, thinking that you can't and that you're not. And so, you know, for instance, what is this? What's up with this thing where we have to take pictures of our behind? Like, what's up with that? Is that what identifies us?
Right. But that's the thing that society says is popular, and it gets the most likes on Instagram or Facebook, and it gets the most mentioned. So a lot of people feel like their worth is in how many likes or how much people comment on their pictures. And unfortunately, in this world, sex sells. So,
and that's what, and that goes back to you said the perfect thing. Sex sells. So society tell you this is what it takes for you to be successful. This is what it takes for you to make that kind of money. But yet, when you run into people who are wise, who have pot, okay, for instance, women, we're talking about females now. So you have done all this, you know, made the center point, you're behind, is what's going to get you in, your body. And these males, because they're not men now, have allowed you and pumped you up to think that all this is cool. But then when this man, this real man show up, and he's like, nah, then what? Your feelings hurt? You know, and you've set yourself further back than you had to. Because, ladies, check this out. You don't have to sell sex to be successful. You don't have to sell your body.
Amen.
I say sell, I don't mean physically getting paid as a prostitute, because I know that all of you are not doing that. But even the way you allure your body toward the sex image, you know, when you put the focus on just your body, then that tells me that you're not secure, that you even have a brain, that you have a mind, that you have an intellect. We have to be more than that. We have to have a conversation and not just a body part. Wouldn't you say, Ashley?
Absolutely. I think that's 100% right. And it starts, everything starts in the mind anyway. So like the Bible says, whatsoever a man think, that's what they will should be. So it applies to women as well.
Right, exactly. So, you know, and I want to, we're Christian women, but we also want to touch on even women who may not believe what we believe. This is still beneficial to you as well, because, sisters, we do not have to allow ourselves to feel be low, or if we were forced to think that we couldn't get a degree, or we'll never have a business. No, that's not true. As Ashley just stated, if you focus in your mind and say that you can, and start putting yourself around positive people who are going to lift you up, can. And first and foremost, if you just put your faith in God, he's going to make sure that you have the right people centered around you. And so just to throw this out there, the month of May begins tomorrow, which is Mother's Day month, and our group, Worth, we are on our prayer line Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. with all our women and our young sister, Daraya Lisa. We're praying, and this month we're praying for what, Daraya?
we're praying for women.
With all females, that's right. We're praying for females, whether they're little girls, teenagers, grown women, no matter what. And so we're older women, exactly, our elders, our wisdom. So we're doing that this month. And guess what? You're on the top of our list. We're keeping you in mind, whether you are, whether you're confident in who you are, or whether you're trying to figure out who you are, or whether you know who you are, but you're trying to get to that next level. We got you. And if you decide that you want to join us, we have no problem with you doing that. You can catch us at 6 a.m. Central Time by dialing 712-775-7031 and entering 321-402-508 in the hashtag pound sign. And we would love to have you be a part of that. So, actually, I'm going to stop this in here because this is our 30-minute segment, ladies, and as we stated, and gentlemen, I want to touch base real quick on you pushing our females to be the best they can and understanding who they are, knowing their worth, knowing their value, knowing that they were created to be great. And that has to start with even our little girls. So I want to send a shout out to Smart Black and Beautiful Girls today, because the founder, Deontay Green, and the face of Smart Black and Beautiful, Daraya Lisa, to 9-year-old girls, teaching them about the value of being smart, of accepting your blackness and being beautiful and loving who you are, who God created you to be. Not only that, but we have tapped into some men, asking men to be supporters of this young organization with little girls. And that brings me to men. We need you guys to start even with your daughters. You got to speak value. You cannot allow them to go out and do whatever they want to do. And whether mama think it's okay or not, you have to step up and be the leader, be the head, and inform them of why, not just say, no, you can't. But let me tell you why. And let's keep it 100. Let's tell the truth. You know, because Ashley, if you see a girl and she got on booty shorts, what's your first comment? Come on, let's keep it 100.
I would be like, who, what, and where is she going? And what is she doing when she gets there?
And so we looking at you flip side, but not only are we looking at you flip side, the brothers are looking at you, and they're thinking the worst about you. You know what I'm saying? So, men, you got to keep it 100 with your little girls and explain to them. Like, because, baby, when I may not be that way now, but I used to look at that, and the first thing I think about is whatever you think about. And keep it 100, because if we keep it real with one another, then we're able to accept what people are saying and process it and think about it, and then maybe change. And so, you know, now we still have that look, and thank God for his grace. Because his grace keeps us covered. Because sometimes we can look and, you know, some of my favorite lines is, Lord, touch him, Lord. Lord, have mercy. I'm praying for a Lord. But then sometimes it's like, oh, my goodness, girl, really? Like, all your behind out, that's just nasty. So we want to keep it, you know, let's just keep it real. But we don't want to have to downplay you. So what we're working on is being able to pray, encourage you if you allow us to, and, you know, just say, you know, why do you feel that it's important for you to show your body? Like, why is that important? So I want to throw out some tips on what a powerful woman is. You know, how do you know if you're a powerful, positive woman? How do you know, as the world would say, you're a badass? And see, y'all, the world look at a badass as, you know, someone, I guess, who make money, or, you know, she on the stage popping in and making it drop. On the flip side of that, I'm looking at you bad as a person who has self-esteem. She has integrity. She has wisdom. She values her body. She values her mind. She doesn't let anybody say anything and believe it. She trusts what God says. So here are some of those things. You have a quiet strength. Now, that's one, Ashley, come on now. Most women don't have a quiet strength. Their strength is loud.
Not even a little bit.
Exactly. Because why do women say you got to be loud for people to believe that you're strong and you all that? You know, yeah, yeah. You know, popping your lip and screaming.
I said that stereotypically, that's the stereotype that a lot of black women get, is that we're so loud.
Exactly. And that's not, you know, that's not what we want to be identified as. So we have to have a quiet strength. And a quiet strength is not always, it's not always easy to be strong, especially when life wrecks your plans or throws you in a surprise curveball. You know, something go wrong. You had a plan and it beat off. But the key is you know how to find your inner strength to get you through. You know how to find that spirit that God has placed in you to be consistent, to be content, and know that he's going to get you through that. And that's powerful. It's a gentle form of courage. And God tells us to be courageous, to stand and have courage. It's not loud. It's not proud. It's not noisy. It's just, you know, it's not blowing off all this hot air. It's a voice that motivates you to get your butt up, dust yourself off, have that confidence that I am who God said I am, and in that is positive with dignity, you know? Okay, so keeping it, you know, having that quiet strength, that's what we got to go for, ladies. And then we want to go for throwing our criticism off the shoulder. So when we started, Ashley said, you know, people don't know who they are because people have told you you're not something good, and so you believe that. But here's the thing. You got to know how to dust the criticism off your shoulders. Good criticism is good. You know, you accept that. But that negative, malicious kind of thing, nobody don't have time for that. And when people know that, you what can you say? What can we say to the young ladies, Ashley, when negative criticism is thrown in their face? What would you say?
You could tell them that they don't have to believe what people say. If they know that is not who they are, they don't have to accept. I think Eleanor Roosevelt has a quote that says, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. So if you don't give people the power to make you feel inferior, then they can't.
Exactly. That's great. And you know what else? What really makes you powerful is the fact that you can ignore negative comments instead of letting them provide motivation for anger. So, and then you get on Facebook and start ranting all on social media and trying to get, then you become an attention. So you can dust off that criticism and ignore negative comments. That's a powerful woman. Another element of a powerful woman is when you need help, to know how to ask for help. You don't have to sell yourself to get a man, lady, to help you. But you have to surround yourself with sisters and brothers who are powerful, who care, who don't mind stepping in when you're down, who's going to be there when you're up, and who's going to be there when you're down. And being truly powerful means knowing when to reach out to other powerful people so you can achieve great things. So you can't act like you're a know-it-all and I'm independent and I can do it all by myself. That's not how that works. So another tip is, and I know our time is running short, we got a couple of more things to cover, but I'm going to go through these a little bit faster. You have to be able to guard your heart. You have to be guarded and not jaded. So your experiences, for instance, in the dating game, have made you a bit guarded, but you cannot allow that. Ashley was you the one talking about, I think somebody saying love is gone or something like that because they got hurt or whatever.
You don't
let that bother you because love is not gone. You just have to make sure that you've learned the lesson and you prepare yourself for the next segment of that lifestyle, for that next life encounter. You know, you just know what you won't settle for and how to protect your heart. And I'm telling you, you get in that word, that good Bible, it'll show you how to protect your heart because God wants to protect you. And he tells us
Amen.
To guard our heart, right? So another one
yes.
is you draw people to you. So you don't have to chase people, but the kind of person you are is going to determine. The type of person you are is going to be acknowledged by the type of people you draw. So if you always draw negative people, that's because you're negative. So
that's
Because guess what? They're going to find you. Misery loves company. And you want to be positive, so you can draw positive people and negative people can run from you. So that'll mean that shows the light that you have inside of you that will pull positive people. But that go both ways now. Because if you're negative, you're going to pull negativity. If you're positive, you're going to pull positivity. And I'm telling you, as a kingdom woman, as a woman who knows who she is and who's striving to even know more about who I am, yeah, I'm not about to draw no negativity. I'd be glad. And I like the fact that I don't even have to run people away. All I have to do is be the best me that God created me to be, and they're going to leave because they can't take it. You know, so here's another. You can walk away when you know you deserve better. Ooh, Ashley, come on, what's your comment? You can walk away when you deserve better.
Yes, you don't have to sit there and take anything. Like they say, it's easier to run away than it is to stay and fight. So it's like just run away, or not even running away, but just removing yourself from a situation that you don't have to be in.
That's right. Because as a powerful woman, you know when to stop and walk away. See, people claim they're powerful, but you know how you know they're not powerful? Is when they stick around in a negative relationship and hope that it's going to turn around. Whether it's a relationship, you know, with a female, whether your best friend or with your boyfriend, with your whatever. That's how you know. Because a powerful woman, she's not going to stick around. She's not going to stay in foolishness. Yeah, is it easy? No, it's not easy at all. But it's a way that's possible when you value yourself and you won't put yourself through any more suffering. You have to stop, ladies, putting yourself through suffering. Because no matter what, if somebody is telling you something about you, and because there's something in your heart that's nudging you to know that that's not true. But the fear that you keep holding on to is what's keeping you holding on to that. And you can't do that. You have to let it go. Because it's time for us to know who we are. We can't be afraid. We shouldn't be afraid to be alone. If you gotta let people go, you know, the Bible even tells us that. You know, if mom and daddy got to go, let them go. If your sisters and brothers, let them go. Because I promise you this, if you stay faithful and you trust him, he will send the right people in your life. And as a powerful woman, you know your worth as you stand right. As you stand for what's right, your worth will succumb you. You will begin to say, you know what, I'd rather be alone than settle for unhappy relationships or succumb to dating pressure. Or pressures of having friends, or pressure of being around people because they're supposed to be the status quo. They're the powerful ones. They're the ones that's living large. They're the ones that's made it. No, not if you have to be put down and mistreated. You have to show your feelings. You don't hide your feelings. You know somebody said something wrong to you, speak up. You don't have to be negative and nasty about it, but you can say, you know what, I don't accept that. And if that's the way you feel, then maybe we should, you know, you should leave. You know, it's time out for us hiding our feelings and keeping stuff shut up inside of us. We're powerful because we know part of our strength lies in our emotions and the expressions of who we are. And so we have to step out on that. We have to get rid of the insecurity. And guess what, Ashley? Contrary to popular opinion, hiding your feelings isn't powerful at all. It actually makes you come across as insecure. It really shows you as an insecure individual. And so, ladies, if you're listening, insecurity is out. We're not tolerating that mode. No more. Not anymore. I got a few more for you, and then we're going to wrap it up for today. You are not focused on what a man needs. For all the ladies that are looking for a man, all the single ladies, you cannot be focused on what a man needs, you know, just to keep you connected to him. If he's your husband, yes, you need to be concerned about his needs like he needs to be concerned about your needs. But we got to stop playing house. We got to stop belittling ourselves and playing this game because all they do is have you on a chain and just pulling you, jerking you along. That's not cool.
No, it's not.
Yeah, take time to know that you're that's Jeanette. That's BS. You don't need a man, and you're about to, you know, you got to be about so much more than trying to be the type of woman that just draws a man to her. The only woman you have to be is the one you need, and that's yourself. And surrendering to God tells you that I don't need a man, but if I want a man, I want the man that God says I should have. And start defining what a true man is. Because some of this y'all looking at is not men. This is just male. Undercover, trying to perpetrate that they're a real man. Okay, the last three. Your power speaks for itself. People who spend time with you can feel that you're strong-minded and see that you make things happen in your life. Your actions speak for themselves. You don't need to go around talking about how powerful you are and sharing your social media updates about how successful you are. That will speak for itself, because that right there is just looking for attention and self-worth outside of yourself. I don't need Ashley to give me my worth. I have to have my own self-worth. And you must, ladies, you got to love yourself. The first thing you need to understand is that God loves you. That's why he sent his son to die for you. And then you need to learn how to love yourself. You have to value yourself and have high standards that matter more than anybody, because that's what God tells you to do. You need to get into the word and see what God says about you and believe it. See, this is what makes you such a force to be reckoned with in any arena, in the work arena, career-wise, dating, in the community, in politics, is when you love and know who you are and whose you are. Then you can stand up, and you don't have to be arrogant. You don't have to be, you just can be you. So at that point, then you can go after what it is you want, and you know that's a passion in your heart that God has given you. If you're powerful, you're not the type of woman to sit back and watch life pass you by. Look at here. Ashley Ness, one of working women, she's not that kind of woman. She made a decision. I need some policy changes. And she stepped out and started taking the steps to make sure that can happen for the future. So we salute women like Ashley Ness. You know, we're excited that you're taking that step.
Thank you.
You jump into it and you chase your dream. So women out there, look, this has been our segment of Worth Keeping It 100 and touching base on do you know who you are? Because if you don't, it's time for you to know. Ashley, can you give the women some last words of encouragement?
Yes, keep going and ignore. One thing we talk about in the Worth Women group is ignore the chatter. So ignore the chatter from not only other people, but also internally from evil spirits like Satan and any past. Let that go and let God.
That's right. Amen to that. Let it go and let God. And I'm going to drop this into your spirit and take it how you want it. But we're going to be coming at you next week with another topic on Worth Keeping It 100, because it's time for us to just be real. And it's going to get a little bit sticky, but we're coming back at you. Proverbs 12:4 says, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who brings shame is like rottenness in his bones. Come on, ladies. We don't want to be like rotten, core rotten apples in somebody's bones, right? And then Proverbs 31:25 says, strength and dignity are our clothing. Strength and dignity are our clothing, and we laugh at the times to come. All right, this has been your girl, Miss Worth It, and her co-host, Ashley Nash, coming to you live from Worth It, Keeping It 100. We'll holler at you next week. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.